Agencies like the CIA are supposed to work mainly overseas, but in recent years they've been urged to work more closely with domestic security agencies like the Department of Homeland Security, which we'll hear about next. That much-criticized agency gets a burst of publicity starting tonight. ABC begins a reality show called Homeland Security USA. It has the look of a documentary. It avoids politics, and is paced more like a police drama. NPR's Carrie Kahn reports.
From the opening credits set to a driving electronic score, ABC's newest reality show whips you around the country, showing off the multitude of jobs done by the agents of the Department of Homeland Security.
The United States, with entry points at hundreds of airports, harbors, and along a border of more than 100,000 miles, is protected by the Department of Homeland Security.
At first, it's unclear if you're watching a glitzy public service announcement or a fast-paced recruitment video.
This is Homeland Security USA.
But within minutes, the feverish pitch slows slightly to show off the unprecedented access given to ABC's producers. There aren't any terrorist plots uncovered, but you do get to watch agents successfully thwart drug smugglers.
Please make the notifications up the chain of command that we have a possible 40 kilos of cocaine, and we're going to continue to search the rest of the car.
And in a quick switch to the lighter side of the job, you watch an immigration officer deport a busty belly dancer from Switzerland.
Okay.
When I have to go?
Tonight, you will be transported to another facility, spend the night.
But I don't accept this decision.
There is little comic relief at the busiest border crossing in the nation between San Diego and Tijuana. Agent Ed Brown's daily routine doesn't look quite so glamorous without the quick camera cuts and pulsing score.
Hi, what are you bringing from Mexico?
Nothing.
What was the purpose of your trip to Mexico?
Brown landed a starring role in the premiere episode and much teasing from colleagues.
I get called names like Hollywood and, you know, they keep asking for autographs, but I won't sign an autograph for under $5, so.
Camera crew spent 2 weeks filming at the border crossing. Inevitably, not everything they shot portrayed the agents in a positive light, like one scene where a man and woman traveling with their two children were pulled from a car at gunpoint after being flagged as armed and dangerous.
Abre la puerta! Open the door!
No.
Agent James Carraway was one of the officers in that scene. He says, unfortunately, it turned out to be a case of mistaken identity.
Sometimes those things does happen. It's unfortunate, but they do happen.
Were you upset that made it into the show?
Not really, because, the one thing I believe in is not trying to portray a false sense of what we do.
Department of Homeland Security spokesman Ed Fox says the agency has no editorial control over the show, but it did suggest changes when an agent's safety was compromised or if enforcement strategies were revealed. He says the show doesn't deal with policy or politics, just the hard work of keeping the country safe.
And sometimes that's lost in the rather heated debates of Washington over the high-profile sensitive issues that we deal with at this level.
But some immigrant advocates and other critics say you can't separate the workers from the work and charge the show as propaganda. A few have planned protests in front of ABC affiliates tonight. That may be the least of worries for Homeland Security USA. Starting next week, it will compete in the 8 o'clock time slot with Fox's American Idol. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Los Angeles.